This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder what makes you feel fear, joy, or even anxiety?
It's all about the amygdala, a tiny but mighty part of your brain.
So this article dives deep into this almond-shaped wonder. Yeah, it's fascinating.
It's surprisingly complex, controlling way more than just emotions. It's a real powerhouse.
We're talking about a structure that's key to understanding a whole bunch of psychological disorders.
You're right.
Let's start with the basics. What exactly is the amygdala?
Well, it's not one thing, but a cluster of nuclei deep within the brain's temporal lobes. Think of it as a control center for emotions, yeah.
And it's not just one size fits all, right? There's this thing called lateralization.
Exactly. The left and right amygdala have different jobs. The right is more about quick gut reactions, while the left is more involved in detailed processing. It's pretty interesting.
So the right amygdala is like your instant threat detector?
Pretty much. It's all about rapid responses to danger, even before you consciously register it. It's amazing how fast it works.
Interesting. What about pain? Does the amygdala play a role there?
Absolutely. The right amygdala seems to amplify pain signals, while the left might even dampen them. It's a bit of a balancing act.
So one side makes you feel pain more and the other less? Wow.
It's more nuanced than that, but essentially, yes. And it's similar with memory. The right amygdala is stronger for emotional memories in men, while the left is stronger in women. That's a significant difference.
There's so many differences in how we remember emotional events. That's wild. What about how we actually think about emotions?
The left amygdala is more involved in the cognitive aspects, like understanding the details of an emotion. It's more of a thoughtful process.
So it's the analytical side of emotions?
Exactly. It helps us understand complex emotional situations, especially those involving language. The right amygdala is more about the immediate instinctive response. It's a fascinating contrast.
So a quick reaction versus a thoughtful analysis, I see.
Yeah.
Let's talk about fear and anxiety. How does the amygdala fit into those?
It's central. Hyperactivity in the amygdala is linked to anxiety disorders, PTSD, PTSD, and even depression. It's a major player.
So an overactive amygdala means more anxiety?
Often, yes. It's also involved in other disorders like OCD, OCD, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia. It's all about emotional dysregulation. It's a complex issue.
So many mental health issues stem from problems with the amygdala. That's a significant finding. What about addiction? Does the amygdala play a role there?
Big time. It assigns salience to stimuli, making drug-related cues seem incredibly important, leading to cravings. It's a powerful influence.
So it makes you crave drugs more?
Essentially. And then there's Kluver-Bucy syndrome, where damage to the amygdala leads to a loss of fear and other emotional changes. It's quite dramatic.
So damage to the amygdala can have dramatic effects on behavior? That's concerning. Beyond disorders, what are the amygdala's normal functions?
It's involved in cognitive functions like emotional learning and memory, affective functions like experiencing and expressing emotions, and motivational functions like reward processing. It's incredibly versatile.
So it's a key player in almost every aspect of our emotional lives.
Pretty much. It's the central hub for connecting our senses to our emotions and behaviors. It's amazing.
So the amygdala is this tiny but incredibly powerful structure that shapes our emotional world, both in health and disease. It's quite remarkable.
Exactly. Understanding its role is crucial for developing better treatments for mental health issues. Absolutely.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your expertise. I really appreciate it.